USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Homeland Security about the DHS 2023 budget proposal, totaling $97.3 billion. Mayorkas blames the previous administration for the state of the border.
We have effectively managed an unprecedented number of non-citizens seeking to enter the United States and interdicted more drugs and disrupted more smuggling operations than ever before.
Republicans on Capitol Hill argue it's the Biden administration's policies encouraging illegal immigration. The largest wildfire in the United States continues to burn in New Mexico, prompting the governor on Tuesday to ask President Biden to enact a presidential disaster declaration. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A comedian was assaulted while performing on stage.
An audience member who had a knife is in custody after he tackled comedian Dave Chappelle Tuesday night at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. Dave was thankful Jamie Foxx was backstage.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up with a sheriff's hat.
Dave's act had just finished and he was exiting the stage when a male member jumped up and came at him. Dave seems to be fine and the unidentified 23-year-old was taken away in an ambulance. It's not clear at this time if Chappelle will file a police complaint against the suspect. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Education Department is forgiving the student loan debt of more than 100,000 people through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Waiver. The amount forgiven totaled around $6.8 billion. The average amount of debt reduction per borrower is around $60,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden says the Treasury Department plans to pay down the national debt for the first time since 2016. The president also claims that Republicans are pushing an extreme tax agenda, citing one proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida, United States Senator, who's leading the Republican National Senatorial Campaign Committee, released what he calls the ultra-MAGA agenda. It's a MAGA agenda, all right. Let me tell you about this ultra-MAGA agenda. It's extreme, as most MAGA things are. It will actually raise taxes on 75 million American families.
Senator Scott on Fox News reacts to the president ripping his proposal.
First off, almost every sentence was a complete lie. First off, let's think about what he did. He never talked about inflation. You know, since he's been in office, inflation is 8.5%. We just had a negative GDP down 1.4%. So you see people that are struggling all across this country. Now, with regard to, there's a complete difference between my view of the world and his view of the world. I'm the biggest tax cutter probably in the Senate right now, or in the, even up here. I cut taxes 100 times. Since Joe Biden got into politics, think of what's happened. Taxes have gone up on Americans constantly. On top of that, he's taken the debt of this country from under $1 trillion to $30 trillion. And his plan that he put out will take the debt of this country to $45 trillion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.